And now I'm delighted to welcome back Frances Clamp, whose subject today is the connection between Evelyn Heseltine, who is a bloke, not a woman, and St Mary, who's a woman, and her parish church in Great Worley. So come on, Frances, tell us all, reveal all about this.
Well, that's an introduction to the devil, isn't it?
Well, it's different.
Right. Well, this church is a real gem in the crown of Brentwood and is built in the Art Nouveau style. The first church to be built at Great Worley goes back to at least 1247. However, all traces have long since disappeared. Presumably only someone from Time Team could rediscover it. I'm not quite sure where it was. But the ancient building was a brick construction and stood close to the manor house, later known as Pound House. The site was about 300 yards south of the arterial road, but over the years the village moved towards Brentwood. That always sounds a bit strange, but houses are gradually built further and further away from the centres, so you sometimes find churches, old ones, completely isolated, and you think, why on earth did they build them? The village has moved. Now, the move gained momentum after the establishment of the military camp at Worley. A church was needed to deal with the spiritual needs of those who settled close to the camp, and Christ Church at Worley was completed in 1861 for this purpose. Now, it was in 1876 that a young stockbroker, Evelyn Heseltine, and his wife Emily, who was better known as Minnie, bought Golding's Cottage, a small two-up and two-down dwelling in Worley Street. Later, the family became major landowners in the area and local philanthropists. Over the coming years, the house was greatly extended. More recently, it was converted into the New World Hotel, now renamed Rougemont Manor. I'll explain that at some future date. The church was nearly destroyed in a fire, but some restoration was carried out. Then, in April 1901, the rector announced at the Easter Vestry meeting that Evelyn Heseltine had offered the princely sum, in those days, of £5,000 towards the building of a new church. He also gave the land on which it would be erected. The offer was gladly accepted, and Mrs. Heseltine laid the foundation stone on the 5th of July 1902. The design and furnishings for the new church were put in the hands of Mr. W. Reynolds Stevens. The architect appointed was Mr. Harrison Townsend, and the church was to be built in memory of Arnold Heseltine, younger brother of Evelyn. Just 2 years later, on the 1st of June 1904, the new church was consecrated. Entry to the churchyard is through an impressive Grade II listed lych gate. This carries a carved text by Eric Gill, a sculptor and member of the Art Workers Guild. The design of the gate was also by Charles Harrison Townsend. From the outside, this is a fairly small building with a round apse at the sanctuary end and a tower and spire surmounted by a gold-leafed dove holding an olive branch. The churchyard is behind the church and well away from the road, with amazing views over the surrounding countryside. Now, this week, I'm not going to go through the door into the church itself. That is to come.
Right, okay, fair enough. Now, this, you say that it was opened literally, did you say 2 years after? That's remarkable, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, they probably couldn't do it today. Well, yeah, yeah.
But probably not.
Yeah. Now, £5,000, it doesn't sound an awful lot, but I believe that in 2004, that was worth something like $2.75 million. So I don't know what it would be today, but a considerably, that's another 10 years on almost.
I mean, it doesn't sound too much said quickly in today's money, but it was certainly a lot of money then.
Yes.
And built an amazing church.
And, of course, Evelyn Heseltine also pumped a lot of money into Brentwood School and various other things, did he not?
Oh, he did. And there's an almshouse that he was responsible for. But we will hear more anon.
Indeed. What is your subject for next week, please?
Well, actually, I'm going on with the church next week.
Oh, right. So you are going in this next...
We are going inside next week.
Right. All right. So you're not doing what you usually do. So I thought you were going to shoot off to Billericay, but not next week.
No, because I'm going to find something out about Billericay pubs for the following week.
Ah!
And I thought it might be better to keep the church together in one go.
And the pubs separate from the church. And you knew that my eyes would light up the minute you talked about pubs.
Actually, they did.
They did, indeed. Thanks very much, and we'll look forward to that. And in the meantime...